There.
We've interviewed with Dundalk goalkeeper Gary Rogers, handful with his own two kids here. With Gary, you're through to the next round, and again, really, that's all that matters.
Yeah, look, it's important to progress in Europe. It is never an easy game, as I think tonight proved, and we're just happy to get through to the next round. That was the objective, and look, we have a difficult tie against Arnica to look forward to next week. So it's great. That's what you want. You want to have playing in Europe, and hopefully, you know, tonight's result will kick on, you know, and we'll progress to the next round.
I suppose you expected what they were going to do. They were going to come at you in the first half, and they weren't able really to get past you, and Dundalk got the two goals. The first goal was a super goal from Pat Hoban. Sean Gannon got the cross in, Pat Hoban the diving header, and then Jamie McGrath's cross for the second goal by Mickey Duffy, which to me, I haven't seen a goal like it in Oriel Park for a long time.
Yeah, it was terrific. I think both goals were brilliantly worked goals, and I think, you know, you're probably right in saying Mickey's goal was an outrageous strike, and the ball in by Jamie McGrath was brilliant as well. So all in all, look, two terrific goals, I suppose, worthy of winning any European game. And well, thankfully, you know, we although we conceded, which we'd be disappointed with, we've seen the game out, and we're into the next round, and look, it's plenty to look forward to.
What does the boss say to you at half time?
He just said we can play better. You know, we probably should have defended better for the goal, but we could have had ourselves in a better position and made it a little bit more comfortable for us. But we had to go out and continue to play the way we did and try and get the third goal. Now, we never came, but we, you know, we didn't sit back and invite pressure on. I think we probably seen the game out well in the end.
They did put you under that bit of pressure, but you had the comfort goal from Stoney. That was great, wasn't it? I mean, you had that two goal lead still.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have, you know, they needed to score three goals to win the game, and once we had scored two, so you had that bit of, you know, bit of a cushion that, you know, we'd be optimistic that we wouldn't see three goals in a game, in any game. So you know, once we got the two goals, we were in a decent position. It's a pity we conceded, and that would have made, you know, the second half probably a little bit easier for us. But all in all, terrific night's work, and good to be in the next round.
It's a great night for the League of Ireland clubs. I don't know if you're aware, Derry won 2-1 against Minsk. They were very unfortunate to go out by the odd goal, and Rovers won against Antwerp. They beat them 1-0, but it had to go to extra time, and Antwerp came back with a level in goal. And just unfortunately, God, they went out on goal difference. But it's a super night for League of Ireland clubs.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. You want to see the clubs doing well. I think, you know, players always kind of enjoy the European games and raise their games and give a good account of the league. And, you know, it's good that, you know, obviously we've made it through to the next round. Obviously disappointing for the other clubs not to get through, but it's great for them to go win a game in Europe, and that experience will stand to. There's a lot of young players playing the league, and going away in Europe and winning games, you know, it's not easy to do, and a lot of the players have done that now. This week, over the last week or two, so it's been great experience for League of Ireland players in general.
And it's good for the League of Ireland, considering what's going on at the bottom with Limerick and Bray. That's been an absolute mess, hasn't it?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for anybody. It's not a nice situation for players, and, you know, and their livelihoods, and, you know, all that goes with it. It's you know, I've been in that situation before myself, and it's not a nice place to be. But hopefully, things will get sorted out, and players will see at the end of the season, and contracts will be honoured, and no clubs will go out of business. That's not what we want to see.
Gary, this day week you're going to be here again. The tickets are going on sale in the morning for the season ticket holders, and on Saturday, I think, then Sunday for the ordinary, for anybody non-season ticket holders, they're going to, the tickets have already been printed, so this place will be rocking again next week.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully we'll have a good performance, and if we can take a win over to Cyprus, we'd be in be very happy with that.
Best of luck, and thanks a million, Gary, as normal. Thanks, gentlemen, thank you.